Reading Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 4. Sri Bhakti Rokok Dibyavani. Compiled from informal discussions with His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Collected and edited on the divine instructions of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, President Acharya of the Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat. Published and printed by Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, Nabadeep. First printing, 12th of October, 1990. The Holy Appearance Day of Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Maharaj. All glory to the Divine Master and the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Foreword by Chidandi Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda. I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Divine Master, Sri Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnupad Astatarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and all the Vaishnavas. By His unlimited grace, the exalted Vaishnava community has already received with transcendental joy many glorious publications of Srila Guru Maharaj, the Guardian of Devotion, from our Nabadeep Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat and branches. Now, at the most auspicious moment of Srila Guru Maharaj's 96th Holy Appearance Day, we are blessed to see the fourth publication of the Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion. Srila Guru Maharaj's delivery of divine discourses of Hare Katha is a direct dispensation of the illustrious Om Vishnupad Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur, our most worshipable Param Gurudev, and the nectarian flow of divine ecstasy from the ocean of grace, the Golden Lord Sri Gaurangadev. Scholars of India and the world over have acclaimed Srila Guru Maharaj's holy talks for their undisputed authenticity and saintly simplicity and charm. His masterful ability to bring ever new illumination to the world through his most elevated spiritual insight is the joy of the sincere devotees and genuine theistic scholars. This small treatise contains five of His Grace's informal talks with the devotees, hitherto unpublished, and I am confident that it will be received with great spiritual joy by both the new entrants to the divine life as well as the veterans. The work was made possible by the untiring efforts of Sripad Haricharan Brahmachari Seva Ketan Prabhu and Sripad Mahananda Das Brahmachari Prabhu, to whom my unceasing gratitude is due. May they be blessed by the Guardian of Devotion, Sri Srila Guru Maharaj. The fortunate seekers who carefully read this booklet cannot but be supremely benefited in their spiritual march. Humbly, Chidandi Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda, Successor President Acharya Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat. The Appearance Day of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Varya Astatarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, 12th of October, 1990. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Introduction. Sri Vyasa Puja Address by Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, 9th of November, 1982. The Lord says that, "My servant's position is also as respectable as mine. He serves me, and he also is worthy of the same reverence and worship as I am. He is my part and parcel, a member of my family, and my family is the purest of the pure. All of my family are agents of purity, and are distributing purity to the world. Purity is not only self-abnegation, but the higher purity is in self-surrender. That service is not calculative, nor with any motive, but it is automatic, spontaneous service, service of the beautiful, service of love divine. It is not the service of power, but it is service of beauty, love. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram is the most original factor ever discovered in this world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam preached about Sundaram, which is not mere unassailable eternal existence to be adored, and not mere consciousness of the material substance which may be discovered as a wonderful thing to be adored. But Sundaram is the fulfillment of the consciousness. The real existence of that highest substance was given exclusively by Srimad Bhagavatam, and then by Sri Chaitanya Dev and his followers. We are worshippers of the beautiful. Reality the beautiful, reality the love, reality the harmony. That is the highest quarter of the existence, and we are connected internally with that, and so we must aspire after that scientifically. There is a particular method, and we are to follow that. The Shastra, the scripture, is there, and the living Shastra, the sadhu, the saint, is there, and under their guidance we can hope to attain the highest fulfillment of life. Die to live! So many proposals in the name of helping are only helping us to incur debt in this world. Already one is under the pressure of a heavy burden, and again in the name of help he is securing a fresh loan, and so more burden is coming on his head. This is the nature of help in this world. No work can be fully pure in this world. It may be said that at least there is goodwill, but we say that goodwill is also impure and filthy. Everything is impure and rubbish here. But with the help of the scripture and the real agent, we are to come to know what is good and what is bad. Then we are to accept the good and eliminate the bad. Previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came distributing this conception, and in the modern time, our Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, came and almost single-handedly began his fight against the so-called existing principles of help in the environment. The Vedas say, quote, "In the garb of religion, so many materialistic things are being delivered. It is a treachery to the ordinary people." End of quote. We are to know what is pure religion, what is the real recommendation of the Vedas, which has its conclusion in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Veda is likened to a wish-fulfilling tree, Kalpavriksha. Whatever we want, it can supply that. And from that has come naturally the ripe product, the ripe fruit of the Vedas, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no artificial colour there that any scholar can come and thrust his own interpretation into the Bhagavatam and say, "This is Bhagavatam's opinion." Bhagavatam is not subject to the Vedas or the Upanishads' opinions, but the Srimad Bhagavatam has come automatically from the Veda tree. One who cannot tolerate another's position is a jealous person. This Bhagavatam is only meant for those that are free from jealousy, so that they can understand that there is only one principle who is all in all. He is autocrat, and he is all in all. He is our master, and he can make or mar. Only those who have no jealousy can come to such a level as to inquire about truth. Whereas the jealous cannot admit that there is God, and that the whole creation is designed and destined by him. There is the land of the Lord, and if we can enter into that plane, then we can be really happy by giving and not by exerting. To service for him will bring for us both quantity and especially quality. If we can have entrance into that plane, we shall be able to swim in the pool of nectar. It is very much appreciable. We can understand that it is very much appreciable, that so many from foreign lands have also come, being attracted by the instructions and advice of Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam. So many young people have been charmed by the beauty of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Srimad Bhagavatam, and their agents. That they would come to join us was already predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur some 100 years ago, and our Srila Guru Maharaj began the work in a humble way. After that, one of his disciples, Sripad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, went to the West empty-handed, but by the grace of Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu, he was very much successful to push this high level of advice to the West. Attracted by his earnest desire to distribute this nectar, the Westerners have come in their hundreds to join the Sankirtan party under the banner of the Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I am sure that you will be pleased at heart to find them amongst you here. They are taking all sorts of risks in their lives in order to preach these truths to the whole of the world, with all the might and resources at their command. There are men of all different types who have joined this movement, including bright scholars, doctors, and businessmen. They are taking this message to every corner of the earth most skillfully, and so we must feel and express our gratitude towards their divine attempt, and to their earnestness to know and distribute this sort of high order of knowledge of relief to the people at large. We appreciate their presence here and their attempt, and I feel that you are all of the same opinion as myself, that they have encouraged us in a very extraordinary way to search. Many Indians are encouraged by their presence. They are also very inquisitive. What is there that so many foreigners of high grades are also coming to appreciate? There must be something to be inquired. In this way, so many Indian persons who are holding high positions in the worldly educated society are also coming. So we give our thanks to those noble persons for their attempts, and we pray to our Guru and Vaishnavas that their attempts may be fulfilled by them. End of the introduction by Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Pranam Mantra to Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, composed by Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Shri Sarupa Raya Rupa Jiva Bhava Sambharam Vana Dharma Nirvishesha Sarvaloka Nistaram Shri Saraswati Prayang Cha Bhakti Sundara Shrayam Sridharam Namami Bhakti Rakshakam Jagat Gurum. Sindhu Chandra Parvatindu Shaka Janma Leelanang Shuddha Deepta Raga Bhakti Gauravanu Shilanam Bindu Chandra Ratna Soma Shaka Lochanantarang Shridharang Namami Bhakti Rakshakang Jagat Gurum. And the translation? I offer my humble obeisances unto the Guru of the entire world, Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who carries the conception of Sri Sarup Damodar, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Rupa Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami, who delivers everyone irrespective of caste or creed, who is the most beloved of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, and who is the abode of transcendental loving service, the only shelter of Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda. I offer my humble obeisances unto the Guru of the entire world, Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who revealed the pastimes of his holy advent in the world in the year 1817 Shaka era, that is 1895 AD, who constantly practices the wealth of pure loving devotion in divine consorthood, and who disappeared from our eyes in the year 1910 Shaka era, 1988 AD. And that translation is by Sri Bhakti Ananda Sagar. There then follows a picture of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and then a picture of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.